shopping? Then mark down Saturday, August 16th for the Taste of Maine in historic Old Bellevue. Take a stroll down historic Main Street, sampling fine cuisine, wines, and spirits while enjoying live entertainment, merchant specials, and fun giveaways. All ages are welcome, with the proceeds going to the Detlev Schrempf Foundation in support of the Boys and Girls Club of Kirkland. It's August 16th at Old Main in Bellevue. Tickets available at tasteofmainebellevue.com.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert Ukulele for just $59. Sheet music stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at guitarcenter.com.
What places inspire you to do something great?
The garage, where my son and I are restoring the car he'll drive to prom.
And my study, where I'm working on my novel after the kids finally fall asleep.
People get inspiration in all sorts of different places. At American Family Insurance, we provide the protection to help you pursue your dreams. Take the first step, become inspired, and then visit amfam.com/dreams and join the community of dreamers.
The record store, where I find the new vinyls to inspire my band.
Dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sit back, relax, and let Clipper Vacations whisk through scenic waterways to amazing Northwest adventures, like beautiful Victoria, BC. Clipper day trips from just $99. Or experience a fun one-day trip to see orca whales in the San Juan Islands. Details and kit discounts at clippervacations.com.
Welcome to the Q Zone, the North End's premium destination for sports and entertainment. Enjoy the best in live bands, comedy shows, dance parties, and more. Plus all the sports you can handle, including MMA and boxing pay-per-views. The Q Zone, only at Quilceta Creek Casino. Details at QCCCasino.com.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package, including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
Make tomorrow awesome with the best in entertainment. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
You know, it started as a bit of a joke, turned into a reality and an opportunity for you, because Saturday morning I'm at Emerald City Harley-Davidson. This is Spike O'Neill. Emerald City Harley-Davidson, 188th and Highway 99. I'm going to be selling Harley-Davidson. See if my game still works, my chops still work. Why don't you come up and take advantage of my naivete? We'll make dreams come true.
This report is brought to you by Famous Footwear.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. We've got some slow traffic out there. No blocking incidents to let you know about. Northbound on the Valley Freeway, slow from before 180th to 405. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill, pretty packed. And southbound 405 is slow from the King-Snohomish line all the way to Kirkland, or through Kirkland. Everett to Seattle, still taking you 50 minutes.
It's time for BOGO at Famous Footwear. Buy one item, get a second item half off. Mix and match shoes and backpacks to save big for back to school. Send them back with confidence in great brands like Vans, Adidas, and Madden Girl. Famous brands, famously easy. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours.
All right.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
95.7 KJR, good morning. 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Going to do a Twisted Tunes flashback right now. You know, it's funny, when we listen to old Twisted Tunes, some of them hold up. Some of them sound odd. It totally depends on what the vibe was at the time we did it. This is historically one of the most important Twisted Tunes ever. It changed our industry, broadcasting, dramatically when Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl had a little wardrobe malfunction, remember?
Cleavage Gate. Never forget.
It was huge. And now there's an, but to this day, by the way, you know, this delay system, dump buttons, all kinds of stuff, even though, and I always thought it was really odd that this was right as the internet was taking off. And the internet, it would be a wardrobe malfunction for clothes to stay on the internet.
Horrible night at the Super Bowl when both nipples stayed in their dress the entire performance.
Just, I mean,
millions of sponsors pulled out.
I mean, the internet is so loaded that, and it's kind of weird because I guess we trust parents to keep their children safe on the internet.
Yeah.
But at a certain age, pretty much any kid can wander around the internet. So it's weird at this time, hey, Janet's Coconuts made big news, and we did this song about it. That's the wrong song there, Pedro.
This is, we did this for Saddam Hussein. That's a whole different
Saddam
deal.
Saddam had to die. Da, 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 da,
that's a good one.
That's a country song. I thought you had the coconut song.
Actually, it's funny because they sounded that name that I had that song.
Oh, mislabeled.
Filed it appropriately.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Saddam and Osama were the best of friends.
That was a fun one too.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Another one.
All right, you know what? Let's bring in the band. Let's do this a little later. Find a coconut song. We'll play it at 8:30. Right now, the NBC network is looking down the barrel of some fines for FCC complaints about their Miley Cyrus concert special.
Ah, yes. The giant floating penis.
2 hours of Miley Cyrus called the Bangers Tour. And it included a lot of Miley.
Grinding on Abe Lincoln. What's the big deal?
Who cares? Just as we thought, some people didn't like that, and they complained to the FCC. How do you complain to the FCC? Do you have to lick a stamp and put one of those?
You have to write a calligraphy letter.
Yeah. You should be required to ride to the FCC's office on a horse with your complaint. It's so primitive. It's so old-fashioned. By the way, I've always been nice about the FCC because I don't feel the need to be risque, generally speaking.
But now that you're on a short term, you can say whatever you want about the FCC.
Yeah, but I like to go all the way to Friday at 10 a.m.
Well, lovely people at the FCC. It's working hard.
Fine people.
I don't really swear. You know that.
I know.
In real life, I just don't.
Well, you've always taken a high road about all things about this show. It's been served as well.
See, Fossen's here. He'd like to swear. Is that why you're raising your hand?
No, but there's a short in this cord here. So our headphones are cutting in and out.
Is that a
we'll
sexual
get that
reference
fixed for you? Pedro will get the same team on it that's looking
it
for the coconut song.
Yeah.
Hello, James in Auburn. James.
Yeah, I wanted to let everybody know that I've been losing a lot of weight, but I'm going to sure miss my cleavage.
It will be sad when your cleavage is gone.
Yes. that's a great sentence there. Cleavage was the word of the day yesterday.
Yep.
Good job catching cleavage on our show. Here is Eric with your prize.
All right, James, you have got yourself a pair of tickets to see Tim Allen at the Emerald Queen Casino Saturday, October 18th at 8:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at emeraldqueen.com.
That's cool.
All right, James, hang on. I just looked over and realized how many prizes we have to give away.
Yeah.
Who wants prizes?
Summer
wants
some.
To hand them out to my friends.
Yeah. I'd like some Heart by Heart tickets. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah.
We are giving away a pair of tickets to Heart by Heart at the historic Everett Theater, December 20th. Twisted Christmas Show at Snoqualmie, December, I think it's 10th and 11th. And the Point Casino in Kingston, September 12th and 13th. And much, much more. So stay tuned. In the studio right now are the band that I joined about a year ago. And as you know, Spike and the Impalers formed about 10 years ago. Really, Jeffrey Kathan encouraging me when I really thought that they should find someone else to play keyboards. And he said, "No, your name's on the show, you should play." And then he encouraged me every step of the way, like I would play, I would hit one note that wasn't a wrong note, and he'd go,
"Good job, Bob.
Good job, Bob. That was a good note." And Lynn would just look over like, "Oh, geez, clam dip. I can't stand this guy." But Lynn also, you know, has his own style. And as time went on, one day Lynn looked at me and said, "Hey," I had just finished playing a song, and Lynn said, "That's mighty white of you," which I think was a compliment because it would, you know, Oh, no, he said it was mighty black of you, and I was white. That's why I took it as a compliment. That's better. Lizzie says that's better. And so about a year, year and a half ago, Steve Fossen called up once and said, hey, Bob, would you like to jump on stage with Heart by Heart? And it was his band with Mike DeRozier that was playing at the Tulalip Canoes Lounge. And I went, and that day, Lizzie Daymont was playing in a band ahead of time. And she said hi, and she was very nice. And these guys jumped on stage and started playing. And I thought, wow, this is amazing, because the rhythm section of this band is the original drums and bass of Heart. And I heard the groove, and I was transported to a time when I was, you know, first just loving music. And I jumped on stage, and I have to tell you the truth. I was so nervous that, and I don't know if you ever get this nervous, you guys, but my knees were shaking. Like, you know how like your leg moves? It's the same feeling I had when I soloed when I got my pilot's license. I took off. You know that feeling?
I do.
Did you solo Mike DeRozier?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, I got about 10 hours of solo time.
By the way, never leave your keys in your plane unattended. I just figured I'd pass that.
Learned that the hard way, didn't you?
But anyway, and so I got on stage, and somehow, I mean, I could have messed it up horribly, but somehow I got through it, and it was fine. And Steve Fossen said, well, you can come and play with us again. And I said, when are you playing? And he said, well, like next week. Actually, he actually said the next night, and I looked over at Lisa. And if I said I'm playing tomorrow night too, she would have killed me. So I came out and played with you the next week. And then you said we practice on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I started showing up. And I had this weird idea that maybe I could learn all the Heart keyboard parts. And I thought it was very far-fetched because this was, you know, first off, even though Lynn Sorensen had called me Mighty Black, it was really Mighty Black for just a minute or so.
Right, and your father told you a long time ago you wouldn't be able to do it.
I would never be able to do anything I wanted to do. Thanks, Dad. but anyway, we started hanging out, and after several months or so, Summer asked me if I would play with them. And I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And so part of me stepping away from the radio microphone, and no, I'm not going to stop playing with the Impalers, but part of me stepping away with the radio microphone is that I get to, like, do something I wished I'd done when I was younger and never had a chance to do, and that's play with some incredible musicians. And I get to be...
Oh, no offense taken. You go ahead and you play your Heart by Heart music. No, I'm happy for
heart
you.
Heart by Heart, then Clowns.
That's right.
I'm happy
that's
for you.
That's right.
Have you heard that promo, by the way, for the Taste of Evans?
There'll be Heart by Heart. There'll be Clowns.
Spike and the Impalers also.
Spike and the Impalers will play.
Before
right
the
next
clowns.
To the fried dough.
Yeah, warming up for the clowns.
Elven ears, stickers for the kids.
And Spike and the Impalers.
Spike and the Impalers.
When's Kathan going to let me play with you guys?
Well, you know, if you want to jump on stage at Taste of Edmonds, we would love to have you do something. That'd be a blast.
I'll hold him.
Okay, you can hold him. Why don't you play Mike with your teeth?
I don't know. That's very weird.
We tried that already, and it didn't work out too well.
And so as time went on and Lizzie joined Heart by Heart. And
actually, you guys had your first rehearsals with us at the same day.
That really was true. That's right. You and didn't you ask us both to be in the band at the exact same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Liz.
I was going to say, when I came in for my audition, it freaked me out to walk in and see Bob Rivers sitting there. I was like, oh, my God.
He
Bob,
is freaky, right?
Bob's here?
I know.
Yeah.
He doesn't play with pants on. That's upsetting to a lot of people.
It's extremely rude.
Yeah, that's
what weird
I found
for me
out.
Because I always freaked out. I was like, wow, Lizzie Daymont, she's like a really schooled musician, and I'm here trying to play my parts, and I better do a good job because, you know, you guys have all dedicated your lives to music. But I got to say, the band is like a family. It's a lot of fun. It respects the music of Heart. These guys got on stage with Ann and Nancy last year for the awards ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that was a historical moment. And, you know, we can play now, and I think if you close your eyes, you'll find it's pretty incredible. But for me, it's, you know, and this is, I want to tell you guys this, Spike and Joe. I love you too.
And when you close your eyes, it's better. I understand.
No.
I totally respect and get that. I get that. Sure.
And the music we made together, I think, much like classic rock, will always be the best thing I've ever done at all, period.
Well, I got a memo that when you're inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Radio Hall of Fame, I know your induction's coming, that Joe and I will get to do the first bit with you, but then other people are going to get on stage and do the Radio Hall of Fame and do our stuff and do our
bits.
By
the way,
it just seems wrong.
I'm sure I'll be snubbed by the Radio Hall of Fame. But if I went in there, I'll do it just like this Mariners thing. I won't go unless you three are with me.
Well, you're the
I won't accept it.
That's pretty yeah. cool. But I think you've earned...
I'm saying that now because I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Right, I think,
right. Save this tape, Pedro.
I think you've earned a spot in the Radio Hall of Fame. I have yet to, and
by the way,
hope to someday.
One of the things I feel terrible about leaving Friday is after 25 years stepping away from this Bob, Spike, and Joe. I mean, you know...
Yeah. All right.
Newswomen come and go.
Totally.
They've all been wonderful.
Yeah.
But this team has made a kind of radio music together that I think is classic, just as the stuff you recorded was classic. And in the weirdest way, and I tell people this, and I don't know if I've told you two this, being in this band for me, I get to kind of be a sidekick. I'm not the lead singer. Summer's got that on her shoulders. I'm not the brand name. That's Steve Fossen and Mike DeRozier. And then you're not the famous people. You know, you've got Randy Hansen, world famous. No matter where you go in the country, people come up and they're his fans.
In Europe, too.
And I don't have a degree in music. That's Berkeley grad Lizzie Daymont there. So I'm kind of like, and I said this in the beginning, I'm kind of like, if you ever watch Sons of Anarchy, you know, and the guy who wears the Prospect jacket.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I know, and it's like he wants to be in the motorcycle club so bad.
You have to bury a body.
I'll do it. Well, depends whose body. But I will do, you know, I'll carry stuff, and I like setting up. I like just sort of, and I like, there's pressure. There's intense pressure to try and get good, which is why I need time to sit and practice and learn. But I also, you know, I like the not pressure of being in a support role.
Well, I'm guessing you bring to the band Heart by Heart what you brought to this radio show is an expectation of excellence, and you raise everybody's performance level by your expectations, and that's what you've done here for 25 years. And I've seen Heart by Heart with you, I've seen them without you, and I've seen this band grow. And while you may not be the best musician, I think what you've brought to that, the organization, and they agree or disagree, but you know, you're a guy, you are a visionary, and you're a doer, and you want
to... It's time for me to stop interrupting and let people talk about me for a minute.
It's true. I mean, you make stuff happen. A lot of people sit around and think about it. I'm a think about it kind of guy. You
this
know?
Would mean a lot more if Steve Fossen and Mike DeRozier were saying it, but thank you, Jim.
I think about doing a lot of things, but you are a guy who actually sits down and methodically looks at, okay, to get to this is the steps we need to take, and you're, you know, I don't know, maybe these guys are that organized as well, but I know you're a very organized, driven person, and what you've given our radio show, I'm assuming you're given this band.
Yeah, I agree that whatever you go for seems like you go for broke on it, which is, you know, talking about the whole rehab thing, I've gotten to know you about as far as that kind of stuff is concerned, and you don't have any problem talking about it. You're real upfront with all that stuff, the fact that you've dedicated yourself to the band like you have, I think it's great.
Thanks, Mike DeRozier. Mike DeRozier in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, folks.
I know, it's a pretty big deal.
Listen,
come see the Bob Rivers Band.
Yeah.
Along with the Clowns and Spike and the Impalers.
It's not going to be called the Bob Rivers and Heart by Heart Show. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Don't even
Summer
think about
Masick
it. And also, how does this work? Like, after Friday, I'm the only one now that's going to actually have a day job. Did you think about that?
That is true.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that?
I don't know. I think we need to go on tour or something.
Jody will be free Friday at 10. She can sing Heart.
Sing Heart. Okay. Magic me.
Jody.
Yeah.
When we get to a gig or a practice... And I'm exhausted, I can look over and see that Summer is also equally as sleep-deprived. You
That's
work
right.
incredibly hard. And Steve Fossen, thank you very much, because was a ridiculous chance to take to invite me to play with you. And it was a good vision that you had that, you know, I could have absolutely not been able to do it. So thank you.
Thanks, Bob. I have goosebumps just thinking about it.
All right. Randy Hansen, on a separate note, I'm driving around the East Coast with Randy, and he is telling me stories of him and Sam Kinison's band.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Once in a while, you have to wipe off the inside of the windshield. I understand.
He is also telling me about, what was the movie, Apocalypse Now, that you were played guitar for?
Yeah.
And I had no idea of all of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it low-key, you know. I don't want too many people... I don't want to get too big, you know.
The psychedelic guitar work in Apocalypse Now, when you're like, they're butchering cows and stuff, that's Randy's guitar.
And what was the story on that? Did they want to use Jimi Hendrix music, but they figured instead of just using existing music and paying the licensing, they would hire you?
Right. I think that they were, he wanted to have a Hendrix sound without having Jimi Hendrix in the movie, is what he told me. And he wanted to know if I was able to produce that. But when I met him, I didn't know who Francis Ford Coppola was.
Oh, my God. And, so cute.
And I thought he was just some, you know, university guy who was making little tiny movies or something like that. And
Francis Ford Coppola his internship at UW.
And so he asked me if I could do this Hendrix. Well, his daughter saw an ad in the paper because we were going to go to...
Sophia Coppola, amazing movie director. Yeah. Hall of... Oh, my God.
Sophia found you. Yeah, for Francis.
Yeah, she saw it in the newspaper, and he mentioned at breakfast or something that he'd like to have a Hendrix thing in there, but he doesn't want to use Jimi Hendrix's. I don't know what else we should do. And then she said I was coming through town, and they got a hold of the management.
And didn't you like move into his house or something like weird?
Yeah, I lived with him for about a little over a month, and everything.
How many cops to take you to get you out of the house?
Squatter's rules, technically. You can't kick me out now.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Didn't the soundtrack win an Oscar, too?
Yeah, it won an Oscar, right? I'm still waiting for mine.
You don't get an Oscar? Just because if you play on it, you should?
I guess not. I guess you had to be the producer or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, folks, I thank you guys for coming in. It means a lot for me to.
I just hope that Seattle doesn't hate us for dragging you away from them.
They do. They do. They're very angry.
You are kind of the Yoko of this whole situation.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I know. And that's okay. I mean, look, all things have to end. And I apologize that I'm a quitter after 25 years. That, you know, some people feel that way. Actually, looking at the texts about Dory, though. Our audience is so nice.
Very.
Because when you do politics and when you do that kind of talk, it's 50-50.
Oh, yeah.
At least I have the knowledge of knowing that there's only a certain percentage of people that are heckling me at any given time. All right. Well, folks, I want to play a Heart by Heart song and say thank you to these guys and show you how incredible they are and let you know that at Taste of Edmonds. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, Spike and the Impalers will play 4 o'clock in the beer garden for 90 minutes. Come enjoy a Bud or Bud Light with us. And then at 6:30, Summer Masick will take the stage with Lizzie Daymond. And they will sing their hearts out. And for 90 minutes, I think you're going to really enjoy Heart by Heart. Yes.
And the following weekend, if you're out on the east side, we should mention that because we won't be around too later. Snoqualmie Railroad Days, same situation.
Yes,
right?
Heart by Heart will open, I think, around in the vicinity of 4 o'clock. I don't know the exact time. Do we know?
5:30.
Yeah. Get there at 4:00 and
do we know what time? The real
buy
question,
some beads and necklaces from the local.
Real question is, what time are the clowns on?
When will the clowns be on?
I was seriously just going to ask that.
I mean, are there no clowns at Snoqualmie Railroad Days?
Is this can scare they... me?
5:30 for Heart by Heart at Snoqualmie Railroad Days, and then about 90 minutes later, Spike and the Impalers. And we'll visit with Spike and the Impalers tomorrow. Let's play Straight On. This is a great example of the magic that happened when Summer and Lizzie got together in Heart by Heart. I think that's pretty good.
Man, that's, you know what I love best about that song?
Yeah.
The keyboard player.
Thank you. He's incredible.
That guy was, I mean, flawless.
Amazing.
Wait, he stood on the side and watched? Oh!
Heart by Heart, ladies and gentlemen. Great stuff. Summer, amazing. Lizzie, all the rest of you guys, thank you very much. And yeah, my days of plugging stuff are coming to a close. But he's standing on a street
I can't
corner.
Believe you picked a song that you weren't on. I'm so proud of you right now.
Oh, no, I'm in there.
Are you on that song?
Yeah.
Is there any keyboard in that song?
There's a load of keyboard. You know
really?
What the neat, you know, it's
really?
Funny. Oh, I didn't realize. I thought you were kidding.
I thought I was kidding, too.
No, it's funny about the keyboards in a lot of hard songs. And I like this. Remember I said I like being a sidekick? A lot of the parts put together by Howard Leese probably over the years are really, they're pads. They're really soft sort of glue.
Wow.
Sort
it's
of,
texture. It's just it's a little texture in there.
I didn't even feel it.
And they're really, and thank you. I didn't even feel it. Yeah,
I'm
I've
serious.
Heard that from the missus.
Wow. So, cured?
No.
But that's okay because a lot of people will say, well, I didn't hear what you were playing. And that's okay. It's fine. It's sort of like the person who's behind the scenes here, in a way.
Nice.
If you pulled it out, you'd definitely miss it, though.
If you pulled it out, you'd miss it, yeah.
Man.
I'll show him the part some other time.
Oh, man.
But, hey,
if you
jump
just wander
on
into this conversation in the last 2 minutes, it's very, very
I'm going to show me his part.
Yeah.
And if he pulls it out, I'll miss it.
That said, there are two songs that I'm not on, by the way. And that is actually, by the way, I am insecure, so you were right to attack me. But
well, there, my time is running out to do that.
I know. There are two songs I'm not on, and it's really funny because one of them is Cook with Fire, and what's supposed to be played on there is a harmonica. Mm-hmm. And Lee Oscar gave me a harmonica lesson, and it was a disaster.
Oh.
I couldn't even get a note to come out. Like, I can blow on it and sound like a kazoo, but one of my things was, well, when I step away from the radio, I will sit and learn how to play the harmonica. And that's, you know, that's the way it goes.
You're just going to have so much time on your hands, you're not going to know what to do.
Bob alone
you're
going
to have to get some
mountain.
New gloves, too, because if you keep getting stung,
oh,
we're in trouble.
You just need to know how to suck and blow.
Yes, that's what he says, by the way. Well, he calls it draw and blow, I think. But suck is what draw is.
Again, if you're just turning this on now, we're talking about music.
Already know how to suck.
Yes.
That comes actually as standard equipment on most musicians.
Yes, we've been sucking for years.
All right. Guys, thank you very much. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Spike and the Impalers here, and we'll rag on ourselves just as thoroughly with that. We do hope you come and see us. You can see the band schedule anytime at heartbyheart.com. And up next, Stevie Nicks has a brand new song out. That's interesting. Is it nice?
Yes.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's really good.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Now the Seattle forecast. Some morning clouds on Wednesday. A few sunbreaks in the afternoon. It will be cooler with highs in the 70s. And looking ahead to the weekend, it warms back up again. Upper 70s and lower 80s with mostly sunny conditions. I'm meteorologist Jim Guy in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's time for BOGO at Famous Footwear. Buy one item, get a second item half off. Mix and match shoes and backpacks to save big for back to school. Send them back with confidence in great brands like Vans, Adidas, and Madden Girl. Famous brands. Famously easy. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours.
Wow. Look what Summer just gave me. I'm supposed to do a commercial here, but I have to show this off in front of the video camera. Look at that. It's a little Rivers jersey. What's the significance of number 17? Oh, the San Diego Chargers. Oh, it's a real NFL baby jersey.
Wow.
I should know that. I'm not that big of a football fan. Anyway, thank you, Summer.
You're welcome.
That's really cute. Leanne will love that. Hey, listen, folks. This school year, you can help your kids be more productive by switching to the X1 Triple Play from Comcast. Really? Watching TV is good for your kids? Yes, of course it's good for your kids. Did you know that they can learn a lot, and that for $89.99 a month for a year, you get your internet connection so that they get to work hard on the internet, because that's what they're doing. They get double the internet speed free for a year, and you have your home phone, $89.99 a month for a year for the Triple Play from Comcast. This offer goes till September 21st, 2014, and let's be honest, you'll enjoy it too. The starter XF Triple Play customers get the equipment and taxes and fees are a little bit extra, and the two-year term agreement is required for this. Base rate, $89.99 a month for a year. The X1, Infinity's operating system, with the simplest, fastest, and most complete way to access all your entertainment on all of your screens. Call 1-800-XFINITY to learn more. That's 1-800-XFINITY.
Looking to get away from the mall? Enjoy some wine while shopping? Then mark down Saturday, August 16th for the Taste of Maine in historic Old Bellevue. Take a stroll down historic Main Street, sampling fine cuisine, wines, and spirits while enjoying live entertainment, merchant specials, and fun giveaways. All ages are welcome, with the proceeds going to the Detlev Shrimp Foundation in support of the Boys and Girls Club of Kirkland. It's August 16th at Old Main in Bellevue. Tickets available at tasteofmainbellevue.com.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
The Emerald Queen Casino. Welcome Saturday, August 16th. America's top stand-up comedian. There's only one Sinbad.
And back then, candy was candy. Wasn't no gum in the middle of a jawbreaker. It was a rock with some candy around.
Tickets for Sinbad now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino.
Once you have kids, they make you lose your mind.
A night of big laughs. Spend it with Sinbad. Saturday, August 16th. Exclusively at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lee Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer, the Albert Lee Appliance Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleeappliance.com for details. Albert Lee Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future, 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that, which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013, MUFG Union Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's a real eye-opener. UV damage can cause eye disease. And if you wait for symptoms before having them checked, you could lose your sight in the blink of an eye. Think about this. Your eye doctor has lens technology to help prevent that with glasses and sunglasses that block those harmful UV rays. So get your yearly eye exam and go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a Think About Your Eyes doctor near you. What have you got to lose? Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
Hey, you know, 3010 Weight Loss for Life are a great group of people. I want you to check them out online, 3010weightlossforlife.com. Give them a call at 855-843-3010. If you do that, schedule an appointment. Go into one of their offices, either in Bellevue, Silverdale, Kent, or now up in Everett. They'll take a look at where you're at in your life. They'll weigh you. They'll tell you what your body fat index is. They'll tell you what your visceral fat index is. They'll tell you what your metabolic age is, how old you really are treating yourself. And they'll put you on a plan to lose weight, feel better, and literally change, save your life. 3010weightlossforlife.com is the website. What they'll do is they'll put you on a meal replacement plan. They'll bring in every week for some positive reinforcements, assess where you're at in your life, and trust me, you're going to feel better. You're going to lose weight. I've done it. I've lost 50 pounds. Joe's lost even more. Everybody I know that's done this is having nothing but success. If you've been telling yourself that you can't do it, it's too big of a task, stop telling yourself that. Go to 3010weightlossforlife.com or give them a call at 855-843-3010.
This report is brought to you by Seattle Mariners.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we have reports of a serious accident. I-5, both directions at 512. It sounds like it's blocking two lanes southbound I-5 and one lane northbound at 512. Trying to get some more details on that for you. Also, we do have a collision reported northbound 167 near 180th. It's over on the shoulder.
Join them as they honor the man who led the Mariners to 840 wins and three division championships during his reign as Seattle's manager. This Saturday, Lou Piniella will be inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame. The first 20,000 fans pick up a sweet Lou bobblehead. Tickets at Mariners.com.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
This truly was a lost twisted tune because it was mislabeled, and now Pedro has found it. Here's the song about the changes in the FCC and broadcasting that were momentous, all caused by a simple wardrobe malfunction.
Janet showed a coconut, she thought we wouldn't mind. It's just to have a little fun, she'd do it all the time. She getting flack for the coconut, it wasn't covered up. She had the jewelry on the coconut, but that was not enough. It's a crime to show the coconut unless they're in a cup. FCC fine for the coconut, they call the network, I shook them up. I saw ta-ta, thanks to Justin Timberlake. I saw ta-ta, though I do believe his fate's a shocker. Is there nothing left a secret? I said, knocker. Then they said it's a mistake. Now let me get this straight. He put the hand on the coconut, a Super Bowl stunt. Tore the flap off the butternut and showed the little pup. TV time on the coconut, she quickly cover up. We were live on the coconut, you call the censor to shake them up. Saw ta-ta, thanks to Justin Timberlake, I saw a knocker. Now let me get this straight. You could be fined for the coconut unless it's in a cup. But they fart from the horses, but it's such a nice explosion. Put the camera on the coconut, get lots of angry letters. When the dog bites you in the neck, it's such a funny moment. It's a crime for the coconut unless it's in a sweater. Poke a beer through your coconut eyes and make it better. Be ashamed of your coconuts and wrap them all up. Ask a doctor for some penis pills and call me in.
That was fun. That still holds up. That is the coconut song.
That's funny.
Yeah. You haven't never heard that. That's a no. Lost twisted tune. The oddity was that throughout the football game, the commercials were horses, flatulence, kicking people in the nuts, and pills to make your penis bigger. And the whole country was in an uproar over a female breast.
Mm-hmm. I bought those pills. It didn't work, by the way.
Which pills?
The penis pills. Well, that was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never bought them. And I always feel like, I feel like it would be an admission of needing them.
Well, if you don't need them, then don't buy them.
Well, I'm not sure whether I need them or not, but I just don't want to admit that I need them.
I feel like you would know if you needed them.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're having this discussion.
I get
there.
By. Yeah. Let me put it that way.
Good to know.
The days of Viagra have passed, by the way.
What do you mean?
I was just reading this week's Time magazine.
Were you?
Yeah. The,
did they put butter on it? Is that what that cover was?
No. Viagra, what's some of
everything
the,
you've heard about butter is wrong.
It's true. It's a lubricant.
What's
it's a stimulant. What are some of the others that starts with the C, the other
Cialis.
One? Cialis. Viagra. The sales are dropping on all that
are
stuff.
Are the sales dropping?
Yeah.
Why?
T. Testosterone is taking its place. Now,
by the way, did you see, and by the way, welcome Jim Campman, who's just joining us as an additional newscaster with Jody. Jim was the very first newscaster on this show in 1989.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my dear friends and mentors, because when I met him, he had this weird little thing. It's a very freaky thing about him
That
I never met anybody that had this before.
Third nipple?
Weirder than that.
Tail? Vestigial tail?
Vestigial tail?
I'll tell you. Yeah. If it had been a vestigial tail, I could have dealt with it better.
All right.
What it was even weirder than that about him. Can you guess?
Plays the banjo with his tongue? I am guessing. I'm guessing wrong. I don't know.
He was sober.
Oh, that is weird.
In
yes,
radio.
It's so strange. Yeah.
In radio.
When I met Campy, he hadn't had a drink in 5 years.
That seems very boring.
Since that horrible Van Halen incident of 1984. I felt,
so I felt I should be...
Hi, Jim Gavin!
Yeah.
Here, hold my hooker.
I felt I should befriend him and try to get him high.
Yes, of course.
Because what are brothers for?
Yeah.
But and you did.
I don't trust a man who won't inhale, Jim.
Yeah. You did get me high, Bob.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Spiritually, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you too. Welcome, my friend. So anyway, where were we in the news? Oh. We were talking about
Viagra going away. Testosterone, the new craze.
Campy, do you have any experience in this area?
Yes, I do. And it's not something I want to brag about on the air.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in. I've often wondered how Campy, he looks the same as he did 25 years ago. There is a fountain of youth. He
looked really bad then.
Wow. Yeah, I did. You know.
My God, you looked 65 when we met you 25 years ago. You're really growing into your age. You have.
He looks the same.
My he does. God. Actually, he looks younger than he did then.
You got the moves of a 50-year-old.
For the love of God, Joe.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Why didn't we just invite you on for the whole 2 weeks?
Oh, why didn't you? This is a time. I'm having the time of my life.
God bless you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, bless you.
So, all right. So, Viagra. Why would the sales be dropping? And I saw this on TV last night. Alex Rodriguez was the lead freaking story on the national news. And I thought that it was a rerun because didn't we already know that Alex Rodriguez bought his testosterone from this guy?
Right.
But last night they arrested the guy and he turned on Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, he pled guilty. They're getting A-Rod's cousin now. They're all the dominoes are starting to fall and they'll fall all
but
the way
wait
to
a minute.
A-Rod.
Is it so terrible to do testosterone? I understand in baseball it's a violation of the rules.
This guy's getting locked up because he doesn't have a medical license. That's what he's getting locked up for.
He works at Old Navy.
Yeah,
but wait a minute. If he's turning on Rodriguez, I assume it's so he'll get a lighter sentence.
Well, he's flipping for evidence. Yeah, you bet. And that's in any crime case.
So is it terrible to do testosterone? A lot of people take testosterone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you any more of those embarrassing questions.
Well, we don't know. You know, we don't know. Because there may be a reason testosterone slowly slips away.
There is.
And it's aging. And people want to fool the aging process by boosting their testosterone. But nobody really knows what else you may be doing. It's like an ecosystem of the planet. You start messing with one thing, and it might tweak something else.
Right, look at you being all holistic about the body.
You put a needle in your ass, and all the frogs die in your yard.
Who knew it would affect the frogs in my yard?
What we do know is a lot of people are getting rich doing these testosterone treatments. The FDA doesn't approve or disapprove. You can do it. But it's cutting into the Viagra action big time because people aren't needing it as much. Yeah.
So they're choosing testosterone instead of Viagra.
Right.
Is there anybody out there choosing testosterone over Viagra?
You should offer a prize for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many prizes to give away.
Yeah.
You can go to the concert of your choice if you talk about this, guys, because it's maybe a little embarrassing.
Mm.
Not so much for Spike. You had that testosterone therapy because of your
testicular cancer.
So this is was not to get ahead in the standings.
No.
or
to drive one over the fence.
Or to go for a wild card bird.
Put one in McCovey Cove, I like to say. Yeah.
And that's the same reason that
Also wanted to be careful with it. They didn't want to give you too much.
That's right.
Because then your cells would be too aggressive.
Well, for me it was cancer that cost me testosterone.
Mm.
And when you start supplementing, for me, testosterone, they were worried about it inflaming other cancer cells and somewhere else in my body.
Right.
I mean, so they really had to monitor it pretty closely.
Do you still take it?
I do.
Mm.
And
yeah,
10 years ago, those are the only guys who took it were guys like
Spike.
Where's
the patch?
I could show you, but I'd have to marry you, which is legal now in this state. I'm happy to do it.
All right, that's all I need.
So your arm?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's down there.
But now they're saying you feel a little less energetic than you used to, or you feel a little fuzzy in the head. Let's have some testosterone.
Right.
Now it's becoming just massively, widely prescribed.
I should give out the number, 877-901-0957. Do you believe in testosterone as a treatment for, do you have to be really low, or is it just a good supplement?
Well,
I know some people treat it as just a good supplement.
This is why this guy's going to jail, because that's a question for your doctor. Your doctor will tell you where you're at on the scale, where the healthy level is for your scale, where your body
is. But he had a business card that said Dr. T. I saw the business card.
I got a business card that says OBGYN. It doesn't mean it's true.
Brian in Seattle chooses testosterone. Go ahead, Brian. Now that this is the national debate, what does it mean to you?
Well, it's true. You know, it's made a huge difference. Body weight down, energy up, everything's up. And, you know, he's right. Joe's right. I had to kind of talk my doctor into it.
Your doctor wasn't into it at first?
No, because, you know, all these commercials, he kind of rolls his eyes and said, oh, all these darn, you know, commercials, all my customers are coming in, all my middle-aged guys are coming in asking for this. And, you know, he's kind of, Joe's absolutely right. Down the road, we're making a choice.
Yeah, and you're not sure what's going to happen now.
You're not sure if you're sacrificing something for that choice then.
Exactly, but all I know is I was going to get some concert tickets if I called in.
You know that for sure.
I like an honest man. He's really getting the concert tickets.
Yeah. And you're a man's man.
And by the way, I just need you to say this. Beef, it's what's for dinner. He's got a great announcer voice, doesn't he?
He told me that when I came in for my 50th birthday with my beautiful wife.
I remember that. Okay. What do you want to see?
Who do you got?
Well, A Taste of Edmonds with Heart by Heart and Spike and the Impalers is free.
Uh-huh.
Railroad Days at Snoqualmie with Heart by Heart and Spike and the Impalers is free.
We'll give you a pair to both.
You can have both of those. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You guys suck.
Hempfest, by the way, Hempfest 4:30 right after the 4:20 ceremonies with Heart by Heart is free. So when's the next paying thing we have?
It's the Point Casino.
The Point Casino, Spike and the Impalers. We also have the Christmas show.
Yeah.
Snoqualmie Casino, December 11th and 12th. You want one of those?
That'd be great.
All right, I'm going to set you up. So now, did your doctor warn you of risks? What were the risks you were warned
of? Yeah, I'm trying to remember now. I think there might be a slightly higher risk of cancer.
Whatever.
That's the deal.
I'm trying to remember now. What was it that I didn't care about?
My wife will be tired and her hip will hurt. Fine, give it to me.
I got to keep on my responsibilities.
All right, hang on. Also, Roger in Gig Harbor chooses testosterone. Roger?
Hey, what's happening, Bob?
Not much. Did you have a condition that needed it, or did you just say, hey, you know what, I want more va-va-voom?
No, I was having some blood work done I'm also a type 2 diabetic, and at the same time, they tested for my testosterone, and it was quite low, and had been for some years, I guess.
Mm.
Mine came in between Sonya Henie and Michael Jackson.
That's not a lot.
I was a prime candidate.
That's not a lot.
And so, was it your doctor's suggestion?
He convinced me because he was taking testosterone, and his argument was that it makes all your other systems work better. It's not just the sexual idea of testosterone. It makes your nervous system work better, your heart, all your other systems.
Did your wife weigh in on this decision at all?
No.
Didn't consult her or anything?
Could you wake her up so we could ask her?
Tuck her down a little bit there. She's put in a hard night.
She's got the other problem. She's got a low libido from estrogen.
Oh.
But she refuses to take any supplements also because of the cancer-causing risks.
Yeah, and it is a concern. All right, thank you. I'm going to put you on hold. You can pick the show you want to go to. A lot of guys, here's one who used to be on testosterone. Bill, why did you quit?
My face felt like a big old blueberry.
Viagra
just made my heart feel like it was going to pop out of my chest, and I just felt like my face was, my wife said it was completely beet red, and
And you think that was caused by the testosterone?
No, it was caused by the Viagra.
Oh, you used to be on Viagra. Right. They wrote testosterone here. So you quit that.
And I went to my doctor, and he said, man, you got low T. You're fat, overweight. It's because you have no, your metabolism's shot. So anyway, I did the testosterone, and I'm 100% better.
And by the way, I've heard people say this. They do the testosterone, and they lose weight?
Yep.
Without having to diet?
It's from running after stuff to punch it.
It's supposedly firm.
Oh, it's from your wife running away from
you're running
you.
After you're trying it, to catch it. It will give you washboard abs, from what I've been reading. Wow. I mean, it will help firm
without
up.
Doing any work.
Yeah,
I find
muscles.
That, by the way, I'm very skeptical of those claims.
I'm not saying do it. I'm not. I would never do it myself. But that's one of the reasons people do.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Hand these guys some tickets. Finally, we have a doctor, and she wants to be anonymous, so she'll be Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill, are you there?
I am. I'm so sad you guys are going off the air.
Thank you, Dr. Jill.
So sad. So the one thing that I wanted to bring up is that the testosterone craze is a little bit like the Suzanne Summers motivated craze, you know, for women with their hormones. People will feel better, but eventually they need to stop taking it. And when they stop taking it, they're going to feel not so great again. And that's a quandary sometimes for patients, but also for doctors.
That's what they told me, that, by the way, that when you stop taking it, your body became dependent on you taking it, and your body stops manufacturing it. So then you go below Michael Jackson, below who else?
Sonia Henning.
Below, and all
the high end of the scale.
You go all the way down to that 5-year-old boy that we had on earlier who was trying to take over that.
Apparently, my nerves are small. Your body will normalize again, and you'll build more receptors again. Your body will.
It will normalize again eventually.
But you will still come back to your normal middle age level.
And you're supposed to decline over time, right? That's nature.
That is correct.
I hate that about nature.
That is correct, sir. Mm-hmm. And Spike is in a unique category. So, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of another. People will feel great. They will lose weight, all that stuff. But then what?
So for Spike, it makes sense. How come he never got an endorsement deal for some testosterone company, Spike?
I don't know. You should ask him that.
Yeah. But then you'd have to be pushing it on everybody.
Spike, I need help for the patch on my ass.
Great for him.
Yeah. All right. I know he'd do it.
You know I would.
I'm going to really miss you guys on the air, and I hope I hope you make it really easy for us to track you and find you all and what you're doing.
We will. And Dr. Jill, I'm going to really miss free doctor visits by phone.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Does this sound infected to you?
It doesn't even look like this. Doesn't seem right.
Thank you, Dr. Jill.
All right,
hang on. I'm going to give you some tickets to come see us. I'll give you tickets to Heart by Heart at the Everett Theater, the historic Everett Theater, for the Christmas show December 20th. And all of these shows, by the way, are on our website, bobrivers.com. We have a whole listener appreciation party set up. We come back. Well, Campy, hang out with us more. And my son Andrew's here. By the way, Friday, tomorrow is the last day for special guests, because Friday, there's only a couple of people coming to the show, and one of them will blow you away. Lisa Rivers.
Wow. Very excited.
She's coming in. And do you know what it gets to get her to come to the show?
To ask her nicely?
Nope.
You promise it'll be the last
if
time
you, guess,
you ever do this?
If you guess, I'll give you tickets to something.
I have a bottle of champagne directly to my left.
Yeah. But she is, because it blew me away when she said she would come.
I'm
she's
going
to come in?
I thought, she's going to come in with me to work on Friday. She's the new morning show.
She's going to be here for the whole, like the whole 4 hours?
Jesus and Lisa.
Oh, my
God. Joe, you don't sound so excited.
Well, no, I am excited. She's going to get up and come in with you?
Yeah, we're driving in together.
Wow. Well, somebody's got to be here to finally turn your microphone off, and I think she's the only one with the power.
Oh, she can muzzle me better than anybody.
Yeah, because at 10 a.m., it's going to be hard.
We'll leave
Lisa will be here. Andrew, I've invited to come in. Andrew's here now. Say hi, Andrew.
Hello.
There he is over there.
Thanks for coming by.
I've invited Andrew to come in because family only. And by the way, you know, there's the countdown to Leanne's baby. Mm-hmm. That's really the separate thing going on. It's really the most important thing in our lives right now. And that'll be sometime next week, we think. So we're all kind of huddling together as a family for a lot of reasons. So what I said Friday, as we were talking to Luciana, when we were talking, and it's so important to say thank you to all the key important people in broadcasting. For me, it's just super important. Not you guys, of course, the most important. Campy here today was the first person who greeted me in Seattle. And he did, and I'm going to, I don't want to break anonymity or anything, but he did have this weird thing where he hadn't gotten high in a number of years. And I found it fascinating that somebody could actually not get high and still be in radio.
That was when you had that haircut.
That's when I had that Farrah Fawcett haircut. Yeah.
Shag. It's called a
shag. By the
shag.
Way, shag. Just so if you want to see me stoned,
it's amazing.
Pedro, post that one of just me.
Oh, it's up.
No, he posted. Well, he
it's
posted
up.
The one with
the three of us.
The three of us.
The one of just you is there too.
All right,
yes.
But you, if you want to actually see me stoned, I will confess. That was after I had met some people here in Seattle who had something strong that's now perfectly legal for all of you to smoke.
Uh-huh. Yes, what a surprise, because I saw that picture and it looks like you are stone sober.
No, but anyway, on Friday, I said to Luciana, we were talking yesterday, and I said, Friday, I want the show to be our little improv group, me, Spike, Joe, and Jody, just talking about life and the news. And then we'll have the guests will be musical guests that will play songs. And I said, and I know it's been, we keep inviting people in, please invite these people in. And I said, we're not going to invite anybody in unless it's the President of the United States or a starship captain or Lisa. And that's it. There's no more exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And Picard, maybe, but I really would like Shatner.
Damn.
So tune in Friday for the final show. We're down 3-2-1. Today's a 3. When we come back, we do have that. We didn't play it. The Stevie Nicks new song. You got that standing by. Stevie Nicks after these.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Yamaha Motor Corporation.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center on I-5 at 512 in the Lakewood area, just south of Tacoma, two left lanes blocked in both directions with a truck that somehow ended up sliding 40 yards down the guardrail in the center of the freeway before it hit a pole and crashed there. It's causing huge delays in both directions.
Tired of sitting in traffic day in and day out? Then turn your commute into a fun and stress-free ride on a Yamaha motorcycle. Right now, Yamaha is offering free demo rides so you can twist the throttle and discover all the performance for yourself. For more, Google Yamaha Demo. That's Yamaha Demo.
Bob Rivers Show comes to an end Friday. Something else ending this weekend you want to know about is the Sleep Country USA Triple Choice Sale. It's been going for a while, but it does end Sunday. So if you want to take advantage of any of these three specials, now would be the time to act. Choice number one, save up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Beautyrest mattress sets. Or go for choice number two, and this is a good one, 48 months interest-free financing with no money down on the Tempur-Choice collection with head-to-toe customization on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Or behind door number three, we have choice number three, $300 in free gifts with any of Sleep Country USA's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Of course, with all those choices, you get free same-day delivery, free setup of your new mattress, and a 100-day low price guarantee. You know you're getting a great price because Sleep Country USA gives you 100 days to look for a better one. If you find a better one, they'll beat that by 5%. Sleep Country USA's Triple Choice Sale is on now, but it does end Sunday. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Now the Seattle forecast. Some morning clouds on Wednesday. A few sunbreaks in the afternoon. It will be cooler with highs in the 70s. And looking ahead to the weekend, it warms back up again. Upper 70s and lower 80s with mostly sunny conditions. I'm meteorologist Jim Guy in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing. Summer is here. Time to take action to avoid potential problems with your plumbing, sewer, and drain systems. For trusted, licensed plumbers and guaranteed work, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call.
How big is the Albertsons 75th anniversary sale? Well, bigger than big. It's so big it has its own zip code kind of big. In fact, big's just not a big enough word. It's huge. The huge Albertsons 75th anniversary sale. Awesome savings all over the store. It's so huge, we had to get a huge voice to tell you about the savings. Take it away, huge voice guy.
That's right. It's Albertsons' huge 75th anniversary sale. This week, when you buy six participating products, you can mix or match Frito-Lay party-sized chips for just $2.99. You can also mix or match Gatorade flavors for just 75 cents when you buy six or more participating products. Plus, pick up boneless, skinless chicken breasts for only $1.98 a pound. Check out every department for more savings during Albertsons' 75th anniversary sale. It's huge.
Huge savings, huge sale. Albertsons, not just big, huge 75th anniversary sale. Don't miss it.
Join Ted Brown Music for their anniversary sale at your nearest Ted Brown Music, going on now. Take advantage of the summer's lowest prices on all your favorite music gear. Guitars, drums, pro audio, band and orchestra, and more. Acorn electronic drum set, $299. Ibanez acoustic guitar with case, $159. Microphone with cable and stand, only $39.99. For a limited time only, rent or buy an instrument and get free lessons. Visit your nearest Ted Brown Music for details. Don't miss these savings and more at Ted Brown Music, your local family-owned music store for over 83 years.
There's so much to love about summer when driving a new Subaru from Walker's Renton Subaru. And this August, Subaru's A Lot to Love event is going on at Walker's Renton Subaru with final pricing on all of our remaining 2014s. Get model year-end prices on the best-selling all-wheel drive cars in America, like the 2014 Subaru Outback 2.5i, fully equipped with alloy wheel package, Bluetooth, fog lights, and more, only $22,899. Or check out the 2014 Subaru Impreza 2.0i, well-equipped for just $19,281. Subaru, with five 2014 IIHS top safety picks, it's an obvious choice. Come discover why Seattle drivers love Walker's Renton Subaru. Visit 555 Southwest Grady Way, exit 2 off 405 in Renton, or online at RentonSubaru.com. Real value, real people, real simple. 2014 top safety picks include the 2015 Subaru Forester. VINs available at dealer. Models number EDB-21 and number ELB-01. All prices and vehicles subject to 150 documentation fee. See dealer for details. Ends 8/31/14.
If you had to take a written driving test right now, would you pass it? Do you know the rules of the road? And do you follow them? If you answered yes, then you're probably a good driver. Or as Allstate might call you, a wise driver. And for that, they think you should be rewarded with DriveWise. Just plug in the DriveWise device, and it rewards the wise decisions you make behind the wheel. Like not speeding excessively or slamming on your brakes. The better you drive, the bigger your savings. Up to 30%. So if you want to start getting the rewards you deserve, don't just drive. Drive wise with Allstate.
Get 10% off just for signing up today. Call Port Orchard Allstate Agency Jans Chisholm Insurance at 360-769-0424. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. 10% discount applies to first policy period. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise, only from Allstate agents. Are you in good hands?
Before Shelly did a cartwheel on the sideline of the soccer field, before she screamed, "You've got this," 12 times in a row, and before she picked up five of the world's most enthusiastic soccer players, all under the age of six, Shelly applied for the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card so she could get 1% cash back on her son's first pair of cleats, 2% cash back on game time snacks, and 3% cash back on gas, all with no hoops to jump through, which meant she didn't have to worry about changing categories or expirations on rewards. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back everywhere, every time, 2% cash back at grocery stores, and 3% cash back on gas. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to $1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Copyright 2014 Bank of America Corporation.
Give Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning a call now for big savings on air conditioning, or visit bobsheating.com.
Emerald City Harley-Davidson is in Linwood at Highway 99 and 188th Street, 188th and Highway 99. And this Saturday, a new untrained salesperson, me, Spike O'Neill, at Emerald City Harley-Davidson this Saturday to sell you a Harley-Davidson and give you a little special something-something.
This report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center on I-5 at 512 in the Lakewood area, just south of Tacoma, two left lanes blocked in both directions with a truck that somehow ended up sliding 40 yards down the guardrail in the center of the freeway before it hit a pole and crashed there. It's causing huge delays in both directions.
Farmers Insurance believes that the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. To find your local agent and get smarter about your insurance, call 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
By the way, perhaps one of the coolest thing ever is to paint your house with a Blue Oyster Cult album cover.
My old man didn't think so.
I didn't do that. Spike did.
Painted your house with a Blue Oyster Cult.
You know the Blue Oyster Cult logo? It's kind of like a upside down hook.
Yes.
That's a cross. I put one of those on the roof of my house in white paint. And the old man was furious.
Can you believe
that? Can you believe the old man had the gall to not support his son?
Snub my artistic creativity, I know.
And everyone could have seen it and enjoyed
everybody
it.
Everybody could
just
see it. And
to...
everybody did enjoy it, except
him. By the way,
man,
is this the same house that you burned down?
Burned to the ground.
In
a
drunken
way to
stupor.
Get it off. I couldn't scrub it off. Burned the house to the ground. That so, didn't like that either.
So a number of years later, here we are on the radio together. Spike tries to confess to his father that he burned the house down. Only he'd forgotten that he had already confessed it when he was a little sheets to the
10
wind.
10 years earlier in a drunken stupor.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. And that was a great show.
And so Spike pointed out the Blue Oyster Cult logo on the roof to me when Blue Oyster Cult was coming to town and came and played in my garage. And for you, to meet Blue Oyster Cult?
First band I ever paid to see in concert. The first guys.
And if someone had ever told me Blue Oyster Cult would somebody, you know, like, that would have been reason enough to be in radio, that Blue Oyster Cult would play in my garage. And I don't think we've played this in a long time. Which song you want to play, Pedro?
Godzilla.
Here's Blue Oyster Cult live in Bob's garage.
We're the brothers who grab us and a terrible sound. It burns the
95.7. Yeah. KJR. All right. Blue Oyster Cult, like, in the, and part of them were in the living room, part of them were in the bathroom, and part of them were in the garage because they were like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz.
I remember me and Rockfish having to stand in your living room and grab the fine breakable things that were wobbling off the furniture. Buck Dharma's amps were so loud that all Lisa's knickknacks were kind of wobbling and walking across the table.
Oh, I bet she loved that.
Yeah. Oh, she was
not home.
Right? Nope.
No, she knew. She takes off when this stuff happens. Back then, we had to drive all the way to Kirkland to find a Costco.
Worth the trip.
That's where she was. Okay, 9:16, and we did promise Stevie Nicks some airtime for her brand new tune. I'm sorry she has to follow Blue Oyster Cult in My Garage, or maybe that's a good thing. We'll find out as we listen to it now. I like her.
I like it.
I love that's the sound of her voice, by the way. It always just has that brightness in it, like a fine sandpaper, not a coarse sandpaper.
Oh, come on.
And it sounds good. Is there a whole album of new stuff?
Yeah, she's putting out a new record.
It's a song there called The Dealer, just released this morning. The album will be out in October.
All right.
And it's about a car dealer, not a other kind of dealer.
That's good news for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you meet her camping?
Not yet.
All right. Campy works with college students at Green River Community College. Many of them have been our interns over the years and teaches them broadcasting. And, of course, these days, they teach him.
Yeah.
Because they help him with the internet, mm-hmm. things like that.
Oh, everything digital. Everything digital.
When a kid comes in at, like, how old are they in college? Like 17, 18?
Yeah, you figure 18.
Yeah. When they come in, what's on their mind? What do they know about, like, what blows you away that they're already super smart about digitally?
Well, they have grown up in a different world in terms of being able to get information for themselves. I grew up in what is referred to as, you know, a digital immigrant. I grew up in an analog world,
right,
where you had, like, say, major news networks, right, and
we had the teletype going,
and it would bring that information from the top.
Do you remember when the teletype machine would go? Ding, 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 ding. And it would mean there was a bulletin.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope they don't put that sound on my phone. I'm going to throw the phone into the Puget Sound if that happens.
It was all top-down information for me, right? Now, it's bottom-up. Now, it's social media. Now, it's blogs. Now, it's online stations. And so they're used to creating. I suppose the big difference would be interactivity.
Mm.
I grew up in a very passive age of communications, where I sat back and I just took what they
Walter
gave me.
Walter Cronkite tells you what's important tonight in the news.
Oh, I don't like what Walter's saying. Huntley Brinkley tells you what's important, or you could switch over to the, and there were three. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To tell you what's important.
That's not at all the case today.
No, yesterday, I got a bunch of news on my smartphone yesterday. Two things that I wonder if they're a trend. Two companies that supposedly were being bought or merged, and then the deal was backed out of. Now, one of them was T-Mobile was being bought by another phone company.
Sprint has decided not to proceed there.
And right. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was Fox was buying Time Warner.
Rupert Murdoch has decided not
and
to
Rupert
proceed.
And Rupert Murdoch decided yesterday, nah, I don't want Time Warner. Now, in the past, the egos of corporate titans, by the way, which is, if you say corporations are human beings, I don't really buy it. But if you say they're run by maniacal human beings, then I'm with you.
True.
Yeah.
So the corporate ego would want to own other corporations because it's how you became a king as you merged lots of things. So I was wondering today, and maybe there's no way to know, why did these two massive deals get canceled? Any idea? I honestly, that's a new thing. That surprises me because I wonder if there's a movement back. You know, things swing on a pendulum. And, you know, for a long time, you know, if you bought a carrot, you went to the grocery store and you got carrots. They were trucked up from California. They were made by Carrots, Inc., the food. And nowadays, I'd like a carrot that was grown locally. And so now I wonder if maybe the age of the ginormous corporation, maybe because we all are our own broadcasters on Facebook and Twitter, maybe we're entering a point where it's not so advantageous.
Well, PC Mag wrote about the Sprint-T-Mobile merger and why it died.
Okay.
And to paraphrase for you, and I think that they do it very well, and we could post it at bobrivers.com if I forward the link over to Eric. Reports are saying that it's regulatory concerns, and it's something that Americans don't want. People are fed up with mega mergers with workers and consumers getting nothing of value, and the government is reacting. So you can read this. Mm-hmm. You can read all about this at bobrivers.com.
So is that our Arab Spring, that we can be fed up about something and it'll happen so fast on social media that companies will back out of deals?
It's either that or go ahead.
Well, yeah. Certainly it's going to happen quicker than we imagine. I think that the younger generation, you know, has had a belly full of the old way of doing things.
Yeah. And they don't like grandpa's way of doing
they
things.
Don't. They don't.
I'm about to be a grandpa, by the way. I'm very excited.
I love being a grandpa.
Hey, Andrew's about to be an uncle. What preparation are you making to be an uncle? Yeah, nothing. All right. That's what most uncles do, by the way. So you're right on track.
First couple years, you don't have to do anything as an uncle. You get to start the spoiling once they can talk.
When they're almost a teenager. Yeah. No, that's when
you will be the funny uncle, but not in a bad way.
I'll be the one they're not allowed to hang out
with. So, all right, back to so what do you think is going on? Why now, what about the other one? What about Murdoch and Time Warner? I mean, no one has more of a corporate takeover ego than Murdoch, right?
It must not have made sense monetarily for them. That's the only reason, because he wouldn't care what anybody says.
Mm.
I think it's an uncertainty of the times right now. I mean, economically, we're all, and I'd be curious what Campy thinks about this, because he's watched the news so closely for years, but I've been preaching a little doom lately. I mean, I feel like we're heading towards some serious stuff.
I heard you. You're worried about your colonoscopy, too.
Well, yeah. And we got to talk about that, Joe. I think your colonoscopy is far more important than any corporate merger.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, that's an elected thing. But
I
have,
do it.
I have talked about it, and I won't do it at length because it's not funny, but I felt like we're almost picking sides for World War III here, the way the world is lining up right now. To me, not in the year or 2 years, but in the next decade, it looks like we're heading into some really uncertain times. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I have a Y2K 2012 kind of attitude toward those sorts of things. So those sorts of things that are supposedly predicting the future.
I do.
You know, I've been through too many of them.
Right. That's why you're a much wiser person than me.
I don't know about wise, but, you know, I learned some lessons. You know, I made some huge mistakes, for instance, during the Y2K debacle.
Did you did you build a bunker? Did you dig a hole?
Oh, not long really. On lima beans, Bob. No resale value whatsoever.
In a sense, on the media, yeah. I was at the time a news provider for five stations in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And so I rode the, you know, New Year's Eve from
Armageddon train?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was highly embarrassing. You know, because on January 1st
came and everything
nothing
was
happened.
Cool.
Yeah.
Poof. And it was
Campy
gone.
Still here with you. Kind of surprised too.
The whole story like disappeared.
But people, by people who were freaking out about it had me concerned. I remember 10, 9, 8, 7. Oh my God. Y2K, 5, 4,
hold
3,
me.
2, 1.
I love you.
And Campy, hold me, dear. Oh.
Well, I had a daughter at the time who was 11, and the deal was I would wake her up at a quarter to 12. She was kind of freaked out about Y2K. I woke her up at a quarter to 12. We went out on the deck, and we waited for, you know, the new year to get there and then be there for a while. And I said, okay, let's give it the big test. Let's go see if the toilet flushes.
Was the toilet supposed to go out of business?
Everything was supposed to go out.
My toilet doesn't read O-O. I don't know what to do. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. And you did call it the news bunker. You were coming from the news bunker.
Yeah. Oh, you were a good doomsday news man.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Death Star and the whole thing. I had the whole image.
All right, when we come back, Donald Trump, here's an odd one, too. Donald Trump doesn't want his name on something. What's going on with the world now? Cats and dogs, Donald Trump, frogs raining from the sky. I don't know what this is, but apparently this is a corporate entity he once controlled. And they're using his name without his permission. Also, Scrabble, the game Scrabble, which I will be increasingly spending more time with, has added 5,000 words. This has me mad. Did you ever have a game of Scrabble without arguing over whether something was a word? I could see adding 3 or 4 at a time, but if they're adding 5,000, they have been screwing me for years.
Just remember, twerk is spelled with an E and not a U.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Now the Seattle forecast. Some morning clouds on Wednesday. A few sunbreaks in the afternoon. It will be cooler with highs in the 70s. And looking ahead to the weekend, it warms back up again. Upper 70s and lower 80s with mostly sunny conditions. I'm meteorologist Jim Guy in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Safeway. Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump. Just use your Safeway gas reward points at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Shop at Safeway. Save at Chevron and Texaco. See store or Safeway.com for details.
Don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but having lunch with Carrie Bivens from Toyota Puyallup yesterday, and Katie, and just a bunch of people, and we were just reminiscing about the last 20 years or so, and talking about the future and the future of cars. Amazing technology out there. I mean, in Seattle, everybody's embraced the Prius. There are a number of Priuses to choose from. And, you know, people driving around getting 40, 50 miles to the gallon and just enjoying the heck out of it. And Toyota's doing some things overseas just research-wise about, and some of it's been in the news about fuel cells and other things. Just makes me excited about the future. And I always know that no matter what happens, I'll be going to Toyota of Puyallup, and I'll be getting great gas mileage doing so because Lisa and I have done that for the last 20 years. Toyota Puyallup, if you read about them online, they have 3,500 positive online reviews. It's hard to find any local business with that kind of loyalty. Go there for yourself and see why. Go to Toyota Puyallup on River Road in downtown Puyallup.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with a purchase of a kitchen package, including 3 or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the bigger the rebate. See store for all the details. There's just one name to remember, Arnold's. Hurry in, this Bosch appliance offer ends soon. In Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
Looking to get away from the mall? Enjoy some wine while shopping? Then mark down Saturday, August 16th for the Taste of Maine in historic Old Bellevue. Take a stroll down historic Main Street, sampling fine cuisine, wines, and spirits while enjoying live entertainment, merchant specials, and fun giveaways. All ages are welcome, with the proceeds going to the Detlev Shrimp Foundation in support of the Boys and Girls Club of Kirkland. It's August 16th at Old Main in Bellevue. Tickets available at tasteofmainebellevue.com.
Pop quiz. When was the last time you thought about your bed? Better yet, when was the last time your bed thought about you? Answer? Never. Till now. Introducing the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number Bed. Now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
Working with the dual air chambers, the Sleep Number Bed lets you and your partner find your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ technology tracks the quality of your sleep. It knows if you're restless, if you get up in the night. And in the morning, it tells you all about it. Now you have the info you need to sleep better. Try a new bedtime. Adjust your Sleep Number setting. Nix the late night TV. You'll know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. So smart, it's like sleeping with Einstein without all the awkwardness.
Gute Nacht.
Oh, hey.
The Sleep Number bed now with Sleep IQ technology, starting at just $999.98. Because everyone deserves to know better sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. Know better sleep with Sleep Number.
We are delighted to be bringing professional women's sports back.
The Seattle Storm Select, Sue Bird.
Seattle, you have a champion once again!
Lauren Jackson, MVP of the WNBA Finals. Pick and roll with Crystal.
Step through, move, and a beauty kisses it.
August 7th is Thirsty Thursday at Key Arena. Join us for happy hour from 5:30 to 6:30 before the Storm takes on Shoney Schimmel and the Atlanta Dream. Live music, $3 Manny's, and Coors Light. Get your tickets today at stormbasketball.com.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squier Telecaster for just $89, a Delta Lab clip-on guitar tuner for only $10, or Pearl Cajon drum for just $79. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Deep Purple is coming to Seattle's closest casino. Snoqualmie Casino's Summer Concert Series welcomes 1975's loudest band, Deep Purple, on Sunday, August 10th. Witness the beginning of hard rock at the Mountain View Plaza, just minutes from Seattle. Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
The service experts at your Ford dealer know you'll likely be hitting the road this summer. So get the works. It's a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, and more, designed to keep your Ford running right.
Right now, get the works for $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate, making it just $29.95. Only at your Ford dealer. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/14.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Hey, if you've been thinking about a Harley-Davidson or a new Harley-Davidson, make sure you get to Emerald City Harley this Saturday morning. Emerald City Harley-Davidson, Highway 99 and 188. Spike O'Neill will be selling Harley-Davidsons this Saturday morning. And I don't know what I'm doing, so come on in, take advantage. Emerald City Harley-Davidson this Saturday.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're dealing with a pretty nice drive around the Lake Washington area. Some delays northbound 405 through the S-curves and northbound I-5 at the Michigan curve. The big incident that we've got going on is in the Lakewood area. In both directions of I-5, just north of 512, the two left lanes are blocked. That's both ways of I-5. The northbound and southbound lanes have the two left lanes blocked, really jamming up traffic.
Right now at Fred Meyer, all kids' shoes are buy one, get one half off. Save on Skechers, Converse, and Vans. You can stock up on all their favorites. All you need to know for back to school is that you'll find it at Fred Meyer.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
If you can't write in the proper way.
It's Weird Al Yankovic singing about Scrabble. Word crime. Is that from his number one parody album?
That nah. Bitch.
That bitch. Yeah. I love Weird Al. I was so actually, and I'm weird that way because I like when competitors do well. I've always felt that way. I don't know why.
Always been that way.
I guess it's because I feel like we're entertainment brothers. And I understand how difficult it is to be an entertainer, period.
Right. Well, I think that it upped the ante for you. I mean, you would find people that you would admire and things that they did that you wished you could get good at, and then it gave you something to work toward. And I think that was you're very much a futurist.
I'm not here in the present right now.
Well, and let's face it, all brothers, one's going to be more successful. One's going to do better. Right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's bring Andrew in on that. By the way, Andrew is is playing this weekend at Laughs, and this is the last chance he has to come in to have his dad say where he's playing. Because people used to always say, your father helps you out.
Sure.
And they criticized you for that, right?
That's good for them. Yeah. I've moved on to more successful mediums. I'm going to be on TV soon. So
yeah, how about that? He doesn't need me anymore.
I don't need you anymore.
You want to catch Predator again?
Yeah.
Have a seat.
He's a bait boy, they call him. Yeah.
Is it one of those repo shows?
Yeah. It's
just park in the driveway and folding laundry.
Yeah. The guy's like, I'm not falling for this again. Yeah.
Come on in.
Never worked when I was a pizza delivery driver. They always knew.
Tell them your big TV news.
Oh, yeah, there's a show on Fox. It's only in 11 cities.
What's the show?
I mean, don't cheerlead your joke too much.
That's funny, and I'm going to
you can catch them on the security cameras at Walmart. Come on. there's a show on Fox called Laughs, and it's in select Fox stations. It just went to the premiere in L.A. Last week. It's every Saturday at midnight.
Is it on in Seattle?
No, it's 11. I have all the list of the cities.
Doesn't matter right now.
Gary, Indiana.
My boy is going to be on
Arkansas.
TV.
It's on all the tri and quad cities.
Charlotte, Chicago, Dallas, D.C., Houston, L.A., Louisville, Minneapolis, New York, Orlando, and Phoenix.
A lot of top 10, a lot of top 5 markets.
Awesome. All right. That's good. And you're going to be an uncle next week. You know that?
Sure, yeah.
Carries with it awesome responsibility.
Yeah, I don't know. Keith got mad at me because I didn't get excited or whatever. And I was like, I don't know.
Didn't get excited or whatever,
yeah,
that pretty much says it all.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your brother
is
having a son.
Cool. Is it?
Or whatever.
Yeah, we don't know.
Or a daughter, which would be fine, too.
It might be a son or a daughter. I don't know. Why did I say son? I don't know what it is.
Because that's what you love.
People think I want a son because I've said it 6 million times. But that doesn't mean I really want one.
And it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's okay. You'll love her when she comes.
I will.
Yes.
So, this is going to be, this should be educational to you.
How to make a baby? Now watch
I fear the worst. By the way,
when people
come up to me and say, which one of your boys is having a baby, I go, thank God it's Keith.
Yeah.
Because Andrew is like in a different town every day all over the country. And so far you've done good.
Well,
at least the sex ed you had in school was good.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We can get callers online, see if it's okay. I don't know.
Hope it was good.
No, it's good.
By the way, sex ed is not about how to do it. It's about how to not get pregnant, right? That's primarily. Did you have it at the school? Did they teach?
Yeah.
You had to
sign the permission slips. Well,
you didn't.
I signed them for you.
You were
never around.
You
notice how this whole time he's I'm going to spend time with the baby and... Oh, yeah, that other son, too,
Andrew
is around.
Might be there.
I'm going to play in the band. Oh, yeah, the other kid.
Maybe Andrew will see the band.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, Andrew does have a point, because when I was, when these kids were like 7 and 9, and I was working with the show, you guys remember, we used to work 7 days a week till 3 in the morning. And
yeah, what happened to that work ethic?
The leads, I know.
It's funny. I come into the show just like a normal day, and they're like, it's all special guests. I'm like, oh, of course, it's last week. He's not working at all. He's just having all of his friends on the show. Like, hey, remember that time we did the thing? It was great. Victory lap.
Thank you.
It's a great show. Andrew's auditioning for your job right now. By the way, the next host.
Andrew lives with another morning show host.
Yeah.
Right.
Jubal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of your listeners, I support the radio host that currently lets me live with him. And
I got a room.
All right, yeah, I'm right. Just let me know.
Is he letting you live with him rent-free?
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Let's see how he feels in 18 to 26 years.
Yeah, 18 years. Yeah.
Without any contribution whatsoever.
Well, it's the usual setup when you do the house cleaning, you have to do it nude, right?
Yeah, yeah. We got a special bond going on.
Are you Jubal's nude house cleaner?
Yes.
It's fair when you think
about it. You got to sacrifice some of your pride for some of the things you want.
So anyway, congratulations on everything you're doing. People don't get it. That I actually am proud of both my sons, but that I'm more like you. then I am like Keith, I think, in a lot of ways.
In some ways, yeah.
He doesn't want to admit all the ways, but
no,
in some ways.
I mean, you know, the music thing. I mean, I feel very close to music. We just kind of went separate ways with that. Sometimes I think you got mad at me. Not necessarily mad, but just, like, disappointed about, like, that I'm so into, like, rap music because you're in this... You're on a classic rock station. You're in a classic rock band. And I'm just rebelling over here like, screw you, Dad. I'm listening to 50 Cent, you know, or whatever.
It's true. I couldn't understand 50 Cent.
Yeah.
But even though I didn't spend quality time with you when you were going to soccer games, I went with you to a 50 Cent concert.
Yeah. Oh, you went Kanye West that one time.
Oh, I thought it was 50 Cent. Yeah. They all look
the
same.
They all look the same. I saw that joke coming about. No, I remember you, what'd you say? You said something like, oh, it smells like burning rope at this concert.
Yeah, it did smell. Pre-legalization, too. No, but I went to one of those concerts, and I got it, but I didn't understand. They had so much pre-recorded music, and they weren't really playing in a band. They were dancing on stage.
At Bumbershoot, with Kanye, some of the artists, that's the thing. They just play a track, and they just kind of sing half the stuff to
so
it.
So was he standing there going, I don't understand the whole time?
No, I
was digging actually. Right.
It was
a good moment.
Like, he was like, why doesn't he have any white band players? You know, this is kind of racist, but...
we've had some really wonderful
like,
one times together.
Opportunity for the white guys, you know.
But anyway, I didn't mind that your music was different. I find it ironic because when I was growing up, my dad hated my music. And as Campy was saying earlier, these are the things that sort of over time through life you go, oh, wow, I don't like what the new generation likes.
Yeah.
And if you can remember that your dad was the same way to you, you kind of, you know, puzzle about it.
What? This is kind of what's happened out at Green River. I talk to my students. I say, you know, I don't dig it. You know, I
don't like what you're doing.
I don't understand new alternative rock. I don't get it at all. And show me what's gone on in an evolution, so to speak, with classic rock. And they've brought some bands to me that are phenomenal.
Mm.
Young people who are playing classic rock genre music that far supersedes.
Oh, there's new stuff coming. I think we're in for a new music renaissance.
Yeah.
It's too bad Andrew missed it because all his stuff is crap.
No, that's what a lot of my act is about right now. Is, I mean, you saw it too a couple weeks ago, but I talk about music a lot and how it's all kind of the same. So there's no sense in getting mad about it, but it's still fun to poke fun at. So
that is true. I hate Joshua's music, The Wiggles. If I have to listen to that crap anymore,
the stupid Wiggles.
Yeah, it's like this sounds like it's for babies. You
but
know?
You have to support him.
I know.
9:42. All right, let's do a few more stories. Okay.
Oh, can I also say that?
No, you're done.
I left till Friday.
Laughs this weekend.
Well, yeah, laughs. I just updated my website too. It's brand new.
Oh, good for you. That's nice. Some
Andrew
people do it every day.
All right. Check it out. That's all right.
You're gonna miss this.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
I'm gonna miss not waking up at 6 a.m. to come in.
Yeah. All right, congratulations on the TV shot.
Thank you so much.
I'll put it on my website if I remember to update it.
No worries.
9:42, what else is left today? Well, this has always been a man's job until now. A woman has just been hired for the first time in history to be blank. Try it on the text, 52309. I'll give you a prize. First time ever a woman has this job.
I know what you're thinking, and no, it's not nurse or teacher.
Mr. Barbara Streisand. No?
Also incorrect.
Okay.
And I think this person's very capable, but I think it's going to be interesting to see because this has never been done before.
Okay. 52309. A woman has been hired for the first time in history to be... this.
Very exciting.
We'll wait. See what the guesses are.
They are all correct, except a gigolo. That is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I immediately
president.
Have
oh, that's
10 correct ones.
Oh, perfect. Give me the first, the last three numbers of the first texter.
720. You're a big winner.
720. Congratulations. She's 5'6". A 5'6" point guard, decorated WNBA veteran, Becky Hammon. She is busting through the glass ceiling. Instead of the usual dunking, San Antonio Spurs have hired her as an assistant coach. And that's big news.
Wow, that is.
Female that's coach hot. In the NBA.
That is hot.
First full-time paid
apparently we have to do it for free. Like our interns. First full-time paid female assistant on an NBA coaching staff.
Now, I do want to point out she's not the first woman in NBA history on a coaching staff, because there's somebody who used to be on the Cleveland Cavaliers coaching staff, but this is an elevated position,
right?
More important.
The other one was in an elevated position primarily by the shoes she wore.
That's right.
And when she's 5'6", I mean, you're dealing with 7-foot-tall men. It is going to look a little unusual out
That's
there.
True. 5'6" is short,
yeah,
as you say. Here's some audio.
I'm a little overwhelmed right now, to be perfectly honest. And just, it's as great it is, this opportunity. It's also incredibly humbling at the same time. I got to be perfectly honest. It's never been about the woman thing. It's been about, hey, she's got a great basketball mind, and we'd love to have her. We think she'd be a great addition to our program. So I think that's just the driving force is, you know, Pop told me earlier on, he's like, as cool as it would be to hire you, you know, he said, you have to be qualified, and I have to make sure you're qualified. And I think that's the best way to go about it. I mean, I think it could be very catastrophic if I wasn't qualified. And then it sets the whole thing back.
That's correct.
She's smart.
Yeah, because everybody wants her to fail so they could be like, see, look at it. You can't hire a broad to be a coach.
I don't take
ridiculous.
No orders from no women.
Exactly.
That was
exactly.
LeBron James there.
LeBron James right there.
But she was a good basketball player herself, actually. She was one of those players that when she would like be subbed out and then she would come running back in, everyone would like love her. She was like the Sue Bird when she played.
And I could see if it was a bad team that maybe it would be a little bit of a stun or something. But this is the San Antonio Spurs.
Champions.
Yeah, this is the world champions that are hiring her.
Right. Speaking of LeBron James, there's LeBron audio. What's this about, Pedro?
Actually, it's not LeBron. It's Delonte.
His teammate, former teammate, right?
Yeah. Well,
what's the deal?
And Andrew knows about this. There were some rumors in the past that he had sex, this guy.
That he had sex? Well, lots of people have sex.
With LeBron's mom.
Oh.
So now he said that he doesn't want to name his kid with his name because he's afraid other kids are going to make fun of him.
Wait a minute. All right. Hold on. This is his former teammate,
yes,
Delonte West,
mm-hmm.
and supposedly he dated LeBron's mother, and there were rumors of that. Did he really do it?
Yes. But that's what I think. I don't know. Andrew, what do you think? You know about basketball.
There were rumors kind of that's why LeBron wasn't performing well, because his teammate was performing with his mom.
Oh.
Your mama got better hands than that.
Yeah.
I know this to be true.
Oh, that's terrible.
Your mama don't mama not drive the lane. Why you ask what the problem?
So that's a taunt. That's a taunt that would really knock him off his game.
Yeah, I mean, that was back when he was playing in Cleveland.
It's in the showers. Me and your mama did that.
You know, it's funny. Your mama is like the
better ball handler.
Yeah. No, that was too easy.
Mama can bomb a ball.
Get out of here.
Your mama is like one of the oldest taunts in the world, but I've never really taken it seriously because no one has ever. My mama was so perfect, but man, that would be tough. Anyway, he did not name. Well, I'll let him say. I guess this had to do with he didn't name his son Delonte because he didn't want the kid to have to deal with all the rumors all the time as he grows up. In other words, I guess he was going to name, like a lot of people would name their son Jim Jr.
Yeah,
and he said. I didn't name my son Delonte because I didn't want anybody to know who he was. That's weird.
I named my son Cash after Cassius Clay and Johnny Cash, and his middle name is Delonte, but I didn't want to name him Delonte West Jr. just because of that. I don't want my son going to school and people making fun of him for something his daddy did. And he go to school and say, oh, didn't your daddy have sex with LeBron mama?
Oh, man. You know, he's not making any of this better.
This guy's also been arrested for drugs and guns and stuff like that, but he's worried about, you know, sex
scandals. I named him Cash after Cassius Clay and Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
They're two different things. One of them's a first name, one of the last name, and they're not spelled.
And by the way, can I point out something here? He said he did it. He just said he did it.
He just said he did it.
He didn't say, like, there was speculation that I did it. He said he did it. And by it, I mean her. And by
all
her,
right.
I mean LeBron's mother.
And what's so terrible about that? If it was of free will and his mom's, you know, entitled to make adult decisions, why are we blaming him?
Fishing off the company pond, maybe?
I understand, but it's not like she works for the basketball team.
If it was LeBron's sister
I'd be, you know, I don't think there'd be a joke made, but it's LeBron's mom, dude. It's,
oh, I don't you know.
He's playing the senior circuit.
I think she was pretty young, though.
Fishing off the pier and too old to catch.
The Masters Tour.
What's that, Joe? She's hot and you do her?
No, but I think she is young. I think LeBron was I think she was very young when she had LeBron. She's not that much older than this guy. I mean, maybe 15 years or something, but it's...
LeBron's mom maybe has got it going on.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe you have another baby, and that baby is another LeBron. And
oh, my gosh. What a weird circle that would
be. Like, why not hook up with, like, Mark Zuckerberg's mom, right? Maybe your babies are really smart.
Who, Lorraine Zuckerberg? She wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
No. Mm. Nope. Uh-uh. But I like that idea. I mean, don't people who do in vitro look for great people to breed?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that a thing?
Well, they don't call it breeding, but yes.
But that's really what it is.
Yes.
I mean, no, we're not genetically modifying the way we are vegetables. Thank goodness.
It is someone you can breed with.
Yeah. I got the luck of the draw, as you could hear over
yes.
here.
Oh,
it was
sorry
beautiful.
About that.
Oh, it's a blessing. You're a blessing.
Wonderful breeding.
Okay.
I look just like you. Which
yeah.
Is
before
terrible.
We go, what else do we have left, Pedro, that we did not do? Oh, the next host of the Late Late Show has been chosen. He is a British comedian, James Corden. So this is big because he's replacing Craig Ferguson, right? And they got another guy with an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Now, listen, let's talk a little bit about Justin Bieber. I know you know him, Niall. Who was the first here to get in touch or go and visit him in prison? Did you tell him what guys do to people who look like him in prison? Did you let him know... Did anyone send a text, Louis, just saying, lay off the bongs?
Zane, did you...
I've got a message for Justin.
Keep strong and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, don't keep doing what you're doing, Justin. That's ridiculous. Louis, that's the worst advice ever.
All right.
He's very funny. He was in a show, if anybody's into British comedy, it's called Gavin and Stacey. Mm. I think he created it. He also starred in it. He's very funny. People will like him.
I hope they're not going to put all that echo and reverb on the Late Late Show, but they're probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, a man mauled by a bear was saved. And Justin Bieber plays into this story. A man mauled by a bear was saved, he says, by his Justin Bieber ringtone. 42-year-old Igor Rushubitsyn is a fisherman in northern Russia. He's fishing when a giant brown bear jumps him from behind. The bear started mauling him, slashing his face and chest. Just as the bear was about to land the death blow, Baby by Justin Bieber came out of the phone. It was loud enough it startled the bear. And it was Justin Bieber, so the bear ran away.
Bear started puking.
Now, people are not recommending that you stop buying bear spray and instead blow Justin Bieber into your phone, because we don't know if it'll be as good at repelling bears in every situation. But they do say that any loud and surprising noise could shock the bear and make him run off. It was Justin Bieber, so Justin Bieber gets to put that in his list of many resume awards. Justin
true,
Bieber.
True story, too. And the photo of the guy, the mauled by the bear,
he looks
there.
A mess.
Oh, yeah, to show it.
I see the photo. It does not look like fun. Not something he did as a stunt. It's 9:53. Wow. The third remaining show has come to a close. We have two more, folks. And I do want to thank Jim Campman, for coming in.
You know, can I take a minute to publicly thank you on behalf of Green River Community College for all that you've done for us out there. And you offer that scholarship every year, which I got to tell you, I won't name names, but people who win that scholarship go on to four-year educations, and they go on to really, and they become successful. Mm. So that, in terms of, you know, getting results, has been aces all along. You know, you come out and you fill in for us when we're sick or when I can't, you know.
Do they know I don't have a real teaching certificate?
Yeah, they don't. Neither do I. And so, you know, we're all getting
it's life
away.
Experience, yeah.
We're all getting away with murder on that score. But, you know, also besides the scholarship, the internships that you offer, I mean, these students come out and they'll intern with all of you guys and you teach them so much and they are so savvy to the business. When they're finished being on an internship with you, that, you know, that's an education that you can't put in a classroom. That's not something that, you know, we're even capable of doing it at Green River, but by your end, well, it really comes down to, I'm sorry, but, you know, spiritual largesse. You've always been a very principled and high road type individual, and you've passed that on and continue to pass that on at Green River Community College, on and on and on. You just don't know how grateful we are.
Thank you, Campy. I don't know how to follow that. I feel like I should knock myself down and say I learned a lot of that stuff from really, really amazing people, and one of them is sitting here in this room.
Campy.
I don't want to say which one of you it is.
I will say quickly, I know we're out of time, but Campy was a great teacher before he was a teacher. He taught me so much. He gave me my first minute of uninterrupted radio, my fishing report. That's where it started, was with Campy. He married me. I mean, he was minister at my
for wedding. A while. And it wasn't legal back then, but eventually it got annulled, and he found
out. And we're still holding strong, too.
Actually, you got a certificate, and you did marry those two.
Well, the thing was that Joe and Kelly were looking for someone to be an officiant for their wedding, and they couldn't find anyone, And they went to – I would come in almost every day and say, Joe, you have any luck yesterday? And he'd say, no, I don't. He had great stories.
And are they the only couple you ever married?
No, I've married some other people. Oh. And so –
What do you charge?
Nothing.
I paid him in fertilizer.
He did. He did. He gave me a bag of fertilizer. Yeah.
I feel like I've given fertilizer over the years, too. Yeah.
I still feel pretty bad about that. I didn't have much at the time.
So, you gave a bag of fertilizer.
Yeah, Campy had some lawn he needed fertilizing, so I said,
You're the most random person I've ever met.
But I said to Campy, I just want somebody I respect, somebody that's well-spoken. I said, somebody like you. And he said, I'll do it.
And Joe signed me up with the free ministry .com or whatever it was. He got me going with that. And then I went to work. And the first thing I did was told Joe he has nothing to do with it. This is me and Kelly sitting down, and verbatim, we're going to write your wedding script verbatim, and I will perform it off the script. I won't wreck your wedding by doing any improv.
And you guys wrote the vows.
Yep. Every word.
Yep.
We still have that book. We treasure it.
They were beautiful. Campy, thank you very much. All right. It's time for the last word of the day. And Jody, go ahead.
Well, today it's brought to you by Bellevue Rare Coins. And as this week is going, today it is Eric's turn to do the last word.
Apoplectic.
Oh, cool. This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Oh, there's so much to love about iHeartRadio. With millions of songs, you can create music stations you can call your own. Plus, you can stay connected with your favorite radio stations anywhere in the country. You'll love iHeartRadio so much, you'll want to take it away. On a romantic trip, give it flowers, candy, and just the right moment, pull out the
Okay, that just got weird.
Make sure you have the newest version of iHeartRadio with improved features. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. Download the app or listen online. iHeartRadio.com.
Now the Seattle forecast. Some morning clouds on Wednesday. A few sunbreaks in the afternoon. It will be cooler with highs in the 70s. And looking ahead to the weekend, it warms back up again. Upper 70s and lower 80s with mostly sunny conditions. I'm meteorologist Jim Guy in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Welcome to Safeco Field, your summer sanctuary. The only time machine man ever got right. This is the Fountain of Youth, where legends are born and kingdoms rise up.
The King's Court is loud tonight.
Welcome to your living room, your kitchen, and your back deck. The place where everybody's your buddy, except for the nine guys wearing the wrong uniform.
It's a bases-clearing double for Robinson Cano.
Welcome to the Woe Show, the Wow Factory, the Sweet Spot, the Chapel of the Changeup.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and he got him.
Welcome to the corner of Edgar and Dave. Welcome to Safeco Field, Mariners baseball. True to the blue.
Take a 9-inning lunch at 12:40 this afternoon and head to Safeco Field as the Mariners host the Atlanta Braves in a rare interleague matchup. Saturday, former manager Lou Piniella will be inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame. Join us for a special pregame ceremony at 5:30. Plus, the first 20,000 fans take home a sweet Lou bobblehead. Tickets at Mariners.com.
Really?
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I
was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
So about a year ago, my 82-year-old, very active mom became very limited by terrible back pain. She got to the point where she really couldn't drive. I mean, when she told me I can't go to church anymore, I knew there was a big problem. She went from doctor to doctor, and no one seemed able to help her. And to make things worse, I live in Poulsbo, and my mother lives halfway across the country in St. Louis. I figured we needed to do something different, so I brought her out here, where a surgeon from the Neuroscience Institute of Providence in Everett performed spine surgery on her. So my mom is feeling no pain, and she sings Providence's praises every day. She really does. Every time I talk to her, she tells me how grateful she is. It's been such a huge impact on her life. I suppose most people don't travel such a long way for surgery, but then most people don't normally have a son so involved in healthcare. I am Dr. Patrick Sinopol. I am an anesthesiologist, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair through August 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
Thank you to Ted Brown Music, official music store of the Carter Subaru Live Theater at 95.7 KJR FM.
One Night with the hilarious Wanda Sykes. Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, Tulalip Resort Casino.
Black folks, we always got to be dignified. Yeah, because we know if we f*** up, we just set everybody else back a couple of years, right? Well, we should have killed Flavor Flav like 10 years ago.
Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Box Office and Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind, smart-witted stand-up of Wanda Sykes. Live in concert, Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, 8 p.m. to Tulalip Resort Casino.
There's so much to love about summer when driving a new Subaru from Walker's Renton Subaru. And this August, Subaru's A Lot to Love event is going on at Walker's Renton Subaru with final pricing on all of our remaining 2014s. Get model year-end prices on the best-selling all-wheel drive cars in America, like the 2014 Subaru Outback 2.5i, fully equipped with alloy wheel package, Bluetooth, fog lights, and more, only $22,899. Or check out the 2014 Subaru Impreza 2.0i, well-equipped for just $19,281. Subaru, with 5 2014 IIHS top safety picks, it's an obvious choice. Come discover why Seattle drivers love Walker's Renton Subaru. Visit 555 Southwest Grady Way, exit 2 off 405 in Renton, or online at RentonSubaru.com. Real value, real people, real simple. 2014 top safety picks include the 2015 Subaru Forester. VINs available at dealer. Models number EDB-21 and number ELB-01. All prices and vehicles subject to 150 documentation fee. See dealer for details. Ends 8/31/14.
How big is the Albertsons 75th anniversary sale? Well, bigger than big. It's so big, it has its own zip code kind of big. In fact, big's just not a big enough word. It's huge. The huge Albertsons 75th anniversary sale. Awesome savings all over the store. It's so huge, we had to get a huge voice to tell you about the savings. Take it away, huge voice guy.
That's right. It's Albertsons' huge 75th anniversary sale. This week, when you buy six participating products, you can mix or match Frito-Lay party-sized chips for just $2.99. You can also mix or match Gatorade flavors for just 75 cents when you buy six or more participating products. Plus, pick up boneless, skinless chicken breasts for only $1.98 a pound. Check out every department for more savings during Albertsons' 75th anniversary sale. It's huge.
Huge savings, huge sale. Albertsons, not just big, huge 75th anniversary sale. Don't miss it.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got an incident in Lakewood, both directions of I-5, just north of 512. The left lane blocked in both directions, and that's really jamming up traffic because much more was blocked earlier. So more than 4 miles of delay both directions. Northbound 405, 124th and Totem Lake, rollover blocking the three right lanes.
Make sure a dental checkup is in your back-to-school checklist. Schedule your appointment today and teach your kids the importance of good health, offering you the most choice to find your favorite dentist, Delta Dental of Washington. Get in with Delta Dental.